trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
现在我们低头祷告。
感谢慈爱的天父上帝，感谢你，因为你赐下你的独生子赐给我们来救赎我们。我们今天到你的面前来，愿意承认主耶稣是我们个人的救主。愿天父上帝借着你的话再教导我们，使我们在主里可以过一个得胜快乐的生活。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名。Amen. Let us turn now to lesson number 94.
现在我们翻到第94课。
Lesson 94.
第94课。
The subject to lesson 94 is effectual prayer.
第94课的题目是有功效的祈祷。
In James 5:16 we read,
在雅各五章第十六节里头这样说，
The prayer of a righteous man,
一人祈祷，
has great power in its effects,
所发的力量是大有功效。
In our last lesson, we read that God hears the prayers of all flesh.
在上一课里头我们念到上帝会垂听凡有血气之人的祈祷。
That means the prayers of everyone.
这意思就是说每一个人的祈祷他都会垂听。
However, many prayers are unavailing because they are petitions from unrighteous lips.
但是有很多的祈祷是没有功效的，因为那是从不义的嘴里头所发出来的祈求。
It is true,We cannot cleanse our hearts or our lips.
不错，我们没有办法洁净我们的心和我们的口。
But Christ can do that.
但是基督能够做到。
The man who lives on in sin,
人要是一直生活在罪恶之中，
cannot expect his prayers to be productive of results.
就不能够期待他的祈祷会产生效果。
The Bible speaks of hindrances to prayer.
圣经也曾经论到祈祷的各种障碍。
In Psalm 66:18, we have this warning.
在诗篇66篇第18节有这样的警告。
If I regard iniquity in my heart,
我若心里注重罪孽，
The Lord will not hear me.
主必不听。
In Proverbs 28:9 it says,
在箴言28章9节说，
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law,
转耳不听律法的，
even his prayer shall be abomination,
他的祈祷也为可憎。
The man who clings to sin,
人要是迷恋罪恶，
And deliberately violates the law of God,
并且故意违反上帝的律法，
need not expect his prayers to be answered.
不必希望他的祈祷能够得着回答。
That which stops up the channel of communication between heaven and earth is sin.
使天地之间的通路阻塞的就是罪。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面，
The righteous man
义人
will have special power in prayer.
在祈祷的时候会有特殊的力量。
God will accomplish great things for him.
上帝必为他成就大事。
God hears prayer.
上帝垂听祈祷。
His answer, sometimes his answer is yes.
有的时候他的回答是是。
But sometimes it is no.
有的时候却是不。
Why is this?
这是为什么呢？
Because our request is not for our own good.
因为我们所求的对我们本身没有益处。
You ask and do not receive.
你们求也得不着。
Because you ask wrongly.
是因为你们妄求。
To spend it on your passions.
要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
James 4:3.
雅各四章三节。
God is not pleased.To answer selfish pleas.
上帝不喜欢垂听自私自利的请求。
God will not answer a prayer for riches.
上帝不会答应要发财的祈求。
He cannot answer a prayer for revenge.
上帝不能够答应报复的祈求。
Certainly, if what we want would harm us spiritually.
实在的，如果我们所要的会损害我们的灵性。
Our Heavenly Father,would withhold it from us.
这样我们的天父就会保留着不给了。
Then what is it proper to pray for?
那么什么才是适宜的呢？可以求的呢？
A few are listed below.
我们可以列在下头。
One,
第一个，
pray for wisdom.
祈求智慧。
If any of you lacks wisdom,
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，
let him ask God,Who gives to all men generously and without reproaching.
应当求那厚赐众人也不斥责人的上帝。
And it will be given him.
主就必赐给他。
James 1:5.
雅各一章五节。
It is proper for a student to ask for wisdom in his studies.
学生要是为他的学业而祈求智慧是时宜的。
He can ask,For a retentive memory.
他可以要求有良好的记忆力。
But let students also remember that God helps those who help themselves.
但是学生也应当记住，上帝会帮助那些个自助的人。
Studious effort must be exerted first.
他必须先要用功学习。
God will not give wisdom to a lazy mind.
上帝不会把智慧加给那些懒惰的人。
The greatest wisdom we need in this life,
我们今生所需要的最高的智慧，
is the wisdom to discern the difference between good and evil.
就是辨别善恶的智慧。
We should ask also for strength to pursue the good and reject the evil.
我们也应当追慕良善，拒绝邪恶的力量。
Two,
第二
，pray for victory over temptation，
祈求胜过试探。
In the Lord's Prayer is the phrase，
在主导文里头有这样一句话说
：“Lead us not into temptation，
不叫我们遇见试探
，but deliver us from evil，
救我们脱离凶恶。
”Again, we must cooperate with the Lord in this matter.
在这件事情上我们也必须要与主合作。
The one who wants victory over temptation must shun temptation.
凡是要胜过试探的人必须要躲避试探。
He must not go to those places where he can easily become a prey to temptation.
他绝不会也绝不可到那些个容易被试探所胜的地方去。
Three.
第三
，Pray for our enemies，
为我们的仇敌而祈求。
Jesus said，
耶稣说
，Love your enemies，
你们的仇敌要爱他。
Bless them that curse you，
恨你们的要待他好。
Do good to them which hate you，
咒诅你们的要为他祝福。
And pray for them which despitefully use you。
凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Most people are not interested in praying for those who have wronged them.
大多数的人都不喜欢为那些个得罪他们的人祷告。
However, this generous attitude will be the attitude of the truly converted.
然而这种宽大的度量才是真正的悔改的人所有的态度。
It was Christ's attitude.
这就是基督的态度。
Enemies have become friends through the power of prayer.
借着祈祷的力量，曾经使仇敌变成朋友。
Four.
第四。
Pray for the sick.
为有病的人祈求。
Is any sick among you?
你们中间有病了的呢？
Let him call for the elders of the church.
他就该请教会的长老来。
And let them pray over him.
他们可以为他祷告。
And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人。
James 5:14 and 15.
雅各五章十四十五节。
Five.
第五。
Pray for God's guidance.
祈求上帝的引导。
The psalmist said,
诗人曾经说,
Search me, O God,
上帝啊,求你检查我,
and know my heart,
知道我的心思,
try me,
试炼我,
and know my thoughts,
知道我的意念,
and see if there be any wicked way in me,
看在我里面有什么恶行没有,
and lead me in the way everlasting,
引导我走永生的道路。
Psalm 139:2324.
诗篇139篇23节24节。
It is a great comfort to know that one is being led to the Lord.
人知道有主的引导，这是一种极大的安慰。
Then it makes no difference whether he leads us through green pastures or through the valley of the shadow of death.
这样不论他引领我们是经过青草地上或是死荫的幽谷都没有什么分别。
As long as the Lord is leading,
只要有主引领,
we are not walking alone.
我们就不是独行无伴。
If we follow, we shall not go astray.
我们要是跟从他我们就不会走迷路。
God leads in the darkness as well as in the light.
上帝不但是在黑暗之中引导我们，也在光明之中引导我们。
As we follow, we can commune with him.
我们跟从他的时候就能够跟他交谈。
We have nothing to fear, except that our sins will cut us off from this fellowship.
除了怕我们的罪能够把这种交易切断之外，我们没有什么可惧怕的。
Then let us forsake the paths of our own choosing.And follow in the way everlasting.
因此让我们舍弃自己所挑选的道路而顺从这个永生之道。
There are six vocabulary words to lesson 94.
94课一共有六生字。
The first one is unavailing.
第一个是无效的。
Unavailing.Two, productive.
有生产能力的。
Productive. Three, reproaching.
指责。
Reproaching. Four, retentive.
记忆力强的。
Retentive. Five,Exerted,
尽力
Exerted. Six, discern,
辨别
Discern. We'll read the lesson in English now.
我现在把这一课用英文念一遍
Lesson 94,
第94课
Effectual prayer,
有效的祈祷
Or prayer that bears fruit.In James 5:16, we read, The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. In our last lesson, we read that God hears the prayers of all flesh. However, many prayers are unavailing because they are petitions from unrighteous lips. It is true, we cannot cleanse our hearts or our lips, But Christ can do that. The man who lives on in sin cannot expect his prayers to be productive of results. The Bible speaks of hindrances to prayer. In Psalm 66:18, we have this warning, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." In Proverbs 28:9, it says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." The man who clings to sin and deliberately violates the law of God need not expect his prayers to be answered. That which stops up the channel of communication between heaven and earth is sin. On the other hand, the righteous man will have special power in prayer. God will accomplish great things for him. God hears prayer. His answer is sometimes yes. Sometimes it is no. Why is this? Because our request is not for our own good. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. James 4:3, according to the Revised Standard Version. God is not pleased to answer selfish pleas. God will not answer a prayer for riches. He cannot answer a prayer for revenge. Certainly, if what we want would harm us spiritually, our Heavenly Father would withhold it from us. What is it proper to pray for? A few are listed below. Number one, pray for wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. James 1:5. It is proper for a student to ask for wisdom in his studies. He can ask for a retentive memory. But let students also remember that God helps those who help themselves. Studious effort must be exerted first. God will not give wisdom to a lazy mind. The greatest wisdom we need in this life is the wisdom to discern the difference between good and evil. We should ask also for strength to pursue the good and reject the evil. In this day and age, people worship learning. Everyone wants to get a good education. But a person with a good education and only worldly learning is not necessarily wise. The wise person is the individual who can tell the difference between good and evil. The wise person is the one who will ask God for help to forsake evil and pursue the good. Number two, pray for victory over temptation. In the Lord's Prayer is the phrase, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Again, we must cooperate with the Lord in this matter. The one who wants victory over temptation must shun temptation. He must not go to those places where he can easily become a prey to temptation. we must pray for victory over temptation. And in this instant also, we must cooperate with God. For God will not save us out of temptation, or if we deliberately place ourselves in the midst of temptation, God will not deliver us. We must have the desire to flee temptation and to avoid the places where the temptation is the greatest. As we pray for victory over temptation, God will answer us. 3. Pray for our enemies. Jesus said, "Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them which hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Most people are not interested in praying for those who have wronged them. However, this generous attitude will be the attitude of the truly converted. It was Christ's attitude. Enemies have become friends through the power of prayer. So we are asked here to pray for our enemies, to love our enemies and bless them who curse us, do good to them who hate us, and pray for them who despitefully use us or who treat us in the wrong way. This is a very difficult thing to do. But as we become acquainted with the life of Christ, He will help us to pray for our enemies. 4, pray for the sick. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. James 5:14-15. 5, pray for God's guidance. The psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 139:23-24. It is a great comfort to know that one is being led of the Lord. Then it makes no difference whether he leads us through green pastures or through the valley of the shadow of death. Or it doesn't make any difference whether he leads us in times of prosperity or whether he leads us in the time of sickness and death. Then it makes no difference whether he leads us through green pastures or through the valley of the shadow of death. As long as the Lord is leading, we are not walking alone. If we follow, we shall not go astray. God leads in the darkness as well as in the light. As we follow, we can commune with him. We have nothing to fear except that our sins will cut us off from this fellowship. Then let us forsake the paths of our own choosing and follow in the way everlasting. So I trust that you will follow the principles enumerated in this lesson. I hope that you will form in your life the life of prayer.
我希望你能够养成这种祈祷的生活和习惯。
And if you pray in harmony with these instructions, God will answer.
如果你照着这课里面所定的这些个规则而祈祷，上帝一定会垂听你。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。Thank you.